with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
The scripture that I have chosen to read for this service today is an extraordinarily familiar scripture, but you just can't get away from it during this week. You're right, it is a heck of a week. Do not let your hearts be troubled. The Apostle John says in the book, John, the 14th chapter, first verse, trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. But Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus turned to him and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. So from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Thus ends the reading of God's word for our listening today. For my part, here we are, at the beginning of what is affectionately known as Holy Week, a time in which we remember the sacrifice and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are remembering and celebrating the life of another person, that of Lorna Wolf. I did not know Lorna personally, and I don't feel any huge burden by that, because it's impossible to know you, all of you. But when I received the phone call, my first inclination was, do you realize what week it is, Lorna? This is the busiest week for the professional Christian. All these extra services. So they said, do you have time? And I looked at the calendar, and Tuesday at 11 o'clock was the opening, and so here we are. So like I said, I did not know her, but it is with joy that I get to celebrate her life and all that it means to those who are family and friends at this time. For it occurs during this week that we are reminded of the amazing love of a Creator who loved us and Lorna enough to send his Son Jesus Christ to die on a cross, so that whosoever believed in him, when we leave this existence, we can go to the place that is prepared for us by Jesus himself. When we have accomplished our purpose, and as I got to know Lorna a little bit, talking with the family, there were lots of purposes. When we wrap up our time, whatever length that is, however long that is, and no one can know, we can go and spend the rest of our existence with our Lord. I chose this text this morning because, really, my word to use, one of comfort. It's not my word. That's the best part about my job. Everybody thinks, boy, being a pastor is tough. Nope, it's not. All you got to do is read the book and say the book. It's not my word of comfort. It's Jesus' words of comfort. It is a text of promise. I'm going, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. The strength of that promise is in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that he lives today is the promise and the hope of our future. During this week, we are reminded of the amazing love of this Creator who loved us enough to send his Son Jesus to die on a cross. In this time of trouble, in this time of confusion, in this time of We know it was coming, but we don't really want it to be here. After all, she was 93. She lived a long life, and so it's kind of fitting. It's not surprising, but nobody really wants to say goodbye. Because we're all kind of selfish that way. I am. Nobody wants to say goodbye to your friends. It's what we know. And family, it's even more so. And when you belong to this clan, it may be even more so. But we are reminded that a place is prepared for those of us who trust and believe in Jesus. The message of Jesus Christ takes on different meanings at different times in our life. When we are first engaged with the gospel, we are made, you know, we need to know, we need Jesus because we're made aware of our sins and we're made aware of our shortcomings and we're made aware of the fact that before a perfect God, we fall woefully short. And so my first encounter with Jesus Christ is, holy mackerel, do I need you in my life? Because if I don't, things are not going to work out the way I want them to be. And that's how I start out my life. And I think that's how most Christians and believers start out. But then we engage in that thing called life, which is the business of working out our salvation, of living our lifestyle. And we get caught up in that, well, this is what it should look like, and this is what I should say, and maybe this is what I should wear to church, or this is, I should even go to church. And we go through that whole struggle, and then we come back full circle. And we come back full circle to that which is really important, which is a place that at a time like this, when we lay down our last goodbyes, when we escape quietly in the sleep, when we die suddenly due to whatever circumstance may come, when bad news comes our way, we can turn away from that struggle that we work so hard at and trying to figure out the Christian life, and we can just look at Jesus and we can say, I'm counting on you to be good for your word. You said you prepared a place for me. And so, family members and friends of Lorna Wolf, rest your comfort, rest your assurance, not in what I have to say, but what Jesus said in John 14. I go to prepare a place. It's just that simple. So that you can be with me. We love the life that we're given, there's no question about that, and we are challenged with the notion that we are to live a life that is reflective of our saving knowledge. But in the end, what is done is done. For all the good, for all the not so good, it's behind us. What is now is the waiting arms of a Savior. What is now is the race that is run and ended. So at times like this, when the sheer power and the wonder of the gospel begins to take on an almost majestic meaning, I am calling you as a pastor of the gospel of Jesus Christ to be at peace. To grab onto the strength that, yes, you will find in your family, and yes, you will find in your friends, but more importantly, you can find in the promises of Jesus. It is at times like this that we remember the life of the person that we love. It is at times like this that we remember of the privilege of having known Lorna and been affected by Lorna. But it is never apart from the context of the loving arms of Jesus Christ. So for all of the laughter and all of the stories and all the remember when and all of the pictures and all of the talking that will go on in this family today over lunch and amongst yourselves, for all of the tears, for all of the sudden emotional upswings that catches you off guard when you think you have it all together, for all of the human experience that we enjoy because we're created so fearfully and so wonderfully, remember that it is all within the context of a God-human who came to die so that we might live. So as you think and you remember and you share family time, be grateful for the saving truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.